This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this another episode of Cinema Recall's Terror Tuesdays over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, DeVern, and I know I said that I would be away for a while after my last review of Brightburn, but I had to come back and look and compare at both versions of Child's Play. Now, Chucky has become an iconic character in horror films, and I really want to look at both versions of this. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a small little break. I'm going to play an ad from the 2018 version of Child's Play, and then I'll be back for some comparisons, all right?
Hi, are you my best buddy?
I think Chucky did something.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Chucky is a toy.
Chucky, did you do this?
See how much fun we have?
Child's Play.
Alright, so you just heard an ad from the 2018 version of Child's Play, and in these next sections, folks, I'm going to be comparing storyline, characters, score and scare factor, and of course Chucky. Let's go ahead and start along with the storyline. Now, there'll be a few slight spoilers, but nothing too major, I hope. In the 2018 version, we have this Amazon-like company called Kelsen, who have developed this AI doll that can control everything in your home. After a disgruntled worker turns off the doll's inhibitor factors, that doll becomes violent to those who want to harm and hurt his new best friend, which, of course, is a young boy named Andy. Now, in the original movie from 88, the premise is a little bit more simple. There is a serial killer named Charles Lee Ray who is being hunted by a cop. After he gets shot, he makes his way into a toy store and then uses his voodoo magic to put his soul into a doll called Good Guys, who are basically like Cabbage Patch Kids. If you don't know who they are, Google them. They're a really popular doll line. So now as this doll, he has to transfer his soul into the first human he told a secret to, which of course is a 6-year-old boy named Andy. Now, I gotta say this, I really dug the premise or the concept of the 2018 version of having an AI unit that learns from your behavior and becomes dangerously influenced by your actions. This works great because Andy in the remake is a 13-year-old boy who's going through like a bunch of emotional changes. He doesn't like his mom's new boyfriend. He's kind of like socially awkward at the beginning of the movie. So I do like that aspect of an AI unit that becomes influenced by you. I just wish they would make it into a Chucky movie. The doll in the remake kind of reminds me of a combination of HAL from 2001, Space Odyssey, and David from AI, Artificial Intelligence, which ironically were both Stanley Kubrick movies in a way. So I dug the originality of the remake of having this AI unit that learns from you. I just really wish they wouldn't make it into a Chucky doll, because who the hell in this universe, this Chucky-like doll can control everything in your home, but why would you want to have a doll that does that? I don't understand. And that's like the only doll this toy line makes. They make other products that look exactly like Apple products, but they have this one doll there that can do all that. Why have a doll do that when you can just have a regular black box that lets control your lights and whatnot there? It's like having Teddy Ruxpin control everything in your home. I don't get it. If you don't know Teddy Ruxpin is, folks, Google that as well. I realize I'm making all these like older references that many of you will not understand, but if you do, then you get what I'm saying. So yeah, I know a lot of people are going to scoff at the original one because it was a possessed doll and ooh, it uses magic, but I find the storyline of a kid's toy becoming an evil serial killer a lot more plausible than AI doll who just gets his switch flipped. It's like that Simpsons episode where the crusty doll becomes evil and then a worker just finds out that, hey, someone switches into evil and has to switch the line for that. Yeah, let's go right now with one of the characters. Now, in the original movie, we had Catherine Hicks playing the mom, Karen. And the mom in this one is really sympathetic. She wants to do good for her son. She's a single mom. And the one thing that her son wants most in the world is a good guy doll. But these things are super expensive. She's having a hard time trying to pay for one. She finds there's a peddler outside of the store that she works at who is selling one. So excited. Brings it home to her son. Has no idea that it's been possessed by a serial killer. And she doesn't really believe Andy when Andy D starts telling her that Chucky is saying all these bad things or that Chucky is responsible for the crimes. Doesn't believe him, but halfway through the movie, she does wise up, does believe him, and then does do good. Aubrey Plaza, on the other hand, is just doing her same type of shtick that she has done in Parks and Rec. I love Aubrey Plaza. I thought she was great in In Greater Goes West, and you can listen to that episode when me and Mark Jackson talked about that feature. Her performance in that is great. In here, she's just doing her, like, deadpan stitch, and I never really bought into her as being a sympathetic character. Of course, like the original, she doesn't believe her son is being responsible for these crimes, but I'm going to give the points to the mom in the original because she's at least a little bit more sympathetic. Then you got the character of Mike, now in the original, played by Chris Randon, and Mike is the detective who shot Charles Lee Ray before he put his soul into the body of the doll. In the remake, Mike is played by Brian Tyree Henry, who I loved in Widows, and in this one, he's just the next-door neighbor who lives next to Andy and his mom, and that's really it. He becomes involved with the story after Andy has to hide one of the crimes that Chucky committed into his home, which is a really bad sequence, and it tries to go for comedy but just doesn't work. Didn't understand why he had to be a cop in this. That really made no sense. Then we get into Andy. In the original, Andy is a 6-year-old boy played by Alex Vincent, and kind of get into a storyline because no one believes him that his doll is alive and responsible for all these crimes because he's a 6-year-old boy, and we as the audience believe him, and it's frustrating that no one else believes him until it's either like too late or they actually do come to their senses. In the remake, Andy is played by, I want to say, Gabriel Bateman, and he's a 13-year-old boy who doesn't have a lot of friends, and his mom brings home the doll, not because he wants it, it was basically just as a joke. And then Andy and Chucky become, you know, close friends, and then when Andy finds out that Chucky is doing bad things, he's not actually scared of Chucky, he's just more, like, inconvenienced by him. He's like, oh, Chucky, you killed another person. Well, that ruins my Saturday. Now I gotta help you clean up this mess right now. Instead of just trying to stop the doll or tell anyone about what he did. Even if he would have gotten in trouble, the parents would have blamed him for it. Because I know that's what he's thinking, that, hey, parents are gonna blame me for this shit of all the violent things that Chucky's done. It'd be better if he at least just tried to stop him right away, instead of just saying, oh, look, Chucky, you can do better, right? And I get, though, that they had this bond and this friendship and whatnot, but I would have shut Chucky off the moment that he cut me. There's a moment when Andy and his friends in the remake are watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and they're laughing at all the gory parts in this, and Chucky things that, hey, look, I can just take the knife and start cutting people and everything be fine. Actually, you know what? I'm getting into my whole Chucky discussion when I shouldn't do that right now. Let's move on right now to gore and scare factor. I will say this, that the remake has much more gore than the original. There's a moment when Chucky is using a lawnmower over a guy's head. There's also another moment where a dude gets his toes cut off by a table saw. So yeah, a lot of great gory moments in the remake, but there are also a lot of great scare factors in the original one. The moment when the mom opens up the battery package of the Chucky doll to find out there's no batteries there, and then the doll suddenly turns his head around. Yeah, that's a great creepy moment there. Even moments when Chucky just jumps out, there's some great little moments there too as well. It's kind of hard to compare the scary gore factor of a movie about a doll that comes to life, alright? Because it's got that cute face. It's always going to seem very funny as well. Before I get into my thoughts on Chucky, I got to play just some quick ads, and then I'll be back, alright?
After these messages, we'll be right back.
MovieMavericks.com, broadcasting current box office breakdowns, movie news, and reviews. Now for your hosts, Jason and Trevor.
Hey now, even though we're over 200 episodes deep into the Movie Mavericks podcast, it's still not too late to start listening.
Where every show we give you 10 truths, 20 lies, and a bunch of Hollywood secrets.
It's like existentialism slipping into nihilism.
MovieMavericks.com.
Hey cats, the Vern here. I wanted to just stop for a second here and introduce you to a podcast that I think you should all check out. It's called The Cinemus Podcast, hosted by Mike DeMal. On each episode, Mike and a guest will talk about two features and decide if it's either a cinemust, a movie that everyone should see, a cinetrust, a movie that a certain amount of people should see, or a cinebust, a movie that no one should actually see. And they've talked about a bunch of great features, Jaws and the Birds, Carrie and Clueless, the first two Ace Ventura features, many other ones. Highly recommend them. You can find them on most other podcast apps, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio. Definitely would check them out. They're on Twitter. Just type in at CinemustPodcast. Really hope you check them out, their folks. Their website is cinemust.com. And I hope you enjoy the show. Tell them that Vern sent you, all right? Appreciate it. Bye. All right, welcome back everyone to Cinema Recalls Terror Tuesdays, talking about both versions of Child's Play. Now we get into Chucky himself. Before I compare both versions of Chucky's, let's play an ad from the 1988 original Child's Play, alright?
Something has moved in with the Barkley family. And so has terror. Child's Play. You wish it was only make-believe. Rated R. Starts Wednesday, November 9th at a theater near you.
Alright, so you just heard an ad from the 1988 original version of Child's Play. There's nothing much I can say about Brad Dourif's performance as Chucky. He is great, but the thing is in the original, Chucky doesn't have his... He does have his wits about him, but those happen in the later sequels. In the original movie, Chucky doesn't really move around much until the later half. Most of the scenes of Chucky is just him as this doll that says is three Saiyans, and Andy is talking to him, but we're kind of seeing the movie from the perspectives of the adults, and even though we as the audience know that Chucky is responsible for these crimes, we can sort of see how parents would believe that the six-year-old boy is responsible for these crimes and is blaming it on his doll. So I guess I'll have to say that I like how they handled the character of Chucky, making him become more hidden until he was revealed later on. In the remake of Chucky, Mark Hamill does the voice, and he is this AI unit doll who imprints on whoever owns him, and he gets influenced by their actions and behaviors. It just turns out that the actions and behaviors that Chucky is influenced by is from a 13-year-old boy who's going through a lot of changes, and he becomes angry all of a sudden. He doesn't like his mom's new best friend and wishes that he was dead. So, of course, Chucky sees that as an excuse to kill the new boyfriend or whatever. And there's a moment, like I said before earlier, they're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and they're laughing at all the gory effects. And Chucky thinks that, hey, they're laughing at violence. Violence is funny. If I cause violence, they're not like me. So he goes and cuts Annie's arm and thinks it's funny because they were laughing at violence. And Andy's friends, you know, turned back on Chucky, and Chucky's just all confused. He's just, I don't mind that it's an AI unit. I just really wish that in the remake it wasn't a Chucky doll. If it was just some sort of AI person like an Alexa, or even a doll of some sort. Black Mirror recently did an episode about artificial intelligent doll that was brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I highly recommend checking it out. So yeah, I think Mark Hamill does fine as voice of Chucky because he is just this AI unit throughout the whole feature and starts to develop a personality right away. As in the original movie, Chucky, Charles Lee Ray's persona was always there, but it just didn't come into life until later on in the movie. And I think it was kind of brilliant how they made you believe that it could be the 6-year-old boy, but it probably wasn't. Yeah, so to make my final comparisons about both movies, I'm going to give the remake of Child's Play, a 2018 version, 3 stars out of 5. I think it's a fine movie. For its 90-minute runtime, it's good. I love the premise a lot. Like I said before, I just really wish it wasn't a quote-unquote a Chucky movie. Alright? And I'm going to give the original one 4.5 stars out of 5. I know the premise will seem very laughable to those now because it has to do with voodoo and magic, but I buy into the original one slightly more because I have more compassion for a 6-year-old being hunted by a killer doll more than I do about a 13-year-old who discovers that his doll kills people. I mean, the 13-year-old one, this one, can easily overpower that doll. 6-year-old boy, not so much, because they're both around the same height. Yeah. Anyways, folks, that's going to wrap up my episode on comparing both versions of Child's Play. I'm going to be away for the next several weeks. I know I'm going to be covering Convergence. I'm going on vacation for this July weekend, going to a sci-fi comic book convention called Convergence, and I'll take some posts and pictures and post them on Instagram, on Twitter. As always, you can listen to all of our past episodes on Stitcher, Podomatic, Player FM, iTunes. Just type in thatmomentin.com. I'm going to be posting episodes on our Patreon page, so definitely just search patreon.com/cinemarecall. There will be some bonus episodes on there that I'm excited to share with you all. Anyways, folks, that's me, the Vern. My time is up right now. Hope you have a great day. Goodbye.